WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison is pausing spending amid the confusion over federal funding. Monday night, the Office of Management and Budget sent out a memo instructing federal agencies to stop payments of grants and loans. That could impact all kinds of services, from law enforcement to healthcare to Head Start. The administration ended up formally rescinding the memo, but sources confirmed to national outlets they still intend to pursue it. That puts the future in limbo, especially for institutions like the Universities of Wisconsin. The UW system gets about a third of its funding from the federal government. Amid the uncertainty, UW-Madison is pausing uncommitted expenditures. That means any planned purchases, hiring, and out-of-state travel that would be paid for with federal funds are currently frozen. They also advise faculty to keep spending to a minimum because they don't know whether they'll be reimbursed by the federal government as promised. A couple Wisconsin Republicans are introducing a bill to allow teachers to conceal carry firearms on school property. Lisa Hale has the story.
Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people in the building who can defend themselves." Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have any indication that anybody involved, whether pilots or air traffic controllers, with this incident was hired or recruited based on DEI policies?
Not only do I not have any information, the president was asked whether he had any evidence backing up that outrageous and stomach-turning claim, and he had to acknowledge that he did not.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Oh, hi. Happy Friday. Did you actually say Friday in our social media tweet?
I did say Friday.
I was saying, Chris, before the show, if you tried to construct a semi-human as grotesque and despicable as Donald Trump. I don't think you could do it. Could you do it? Could you do it in your screenwriting class, Bella? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I don't have it in me.
I mean, I just, when you think there's no low. By the way, he's getting out ahead of even how awful we think he is.
Right.
Isn't? Remember yesterday, before his ridiculous press conference, I'm like, if this had happened under Biden, they would blame. You know, kidding, Biden and Buttigieg and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then on cue, they still blame Biden.
And Buttigieg.
Even though it happened.
I think they used the term DEI hire for Buttigieg.
Right. Right. Correct. But then what was the latest? Oh, I'm sorry. I just, there was one more story this morning if you weren't done with your grotesque.
All right.
Most horrible human in the universe.
Okay.
He was asked if he's going to visit the and he said,
the crash site. Yeah.
Right. And he said, what, the water? You want me to go swimming?
Oh, my God.
I can't. This FCC license is really, it's just going to be swinging by a tiny thread this morning because I don't. Okay. Oh, he also added the helpful thoughts that the crash occurred on a cold, cold night with cold water.
Thank you. I think we knew that.
Right. Well, no, we didn't know previously. You remember the hurricane in Puerto Rico was very wet from the standpoint of
water.
So he always has very helpful water-related information. Okay. So where do I start? By the way, I have a very prescient guess the quote for you.
Okay.
This was last week, long before the crash.
Let's do it.
Who said no matter what people... What people motivated anybody's vote? If you didn't think you were voting to cut firefighting, if you didn't think you were voting to cut meat inspections, if you didn't think you were voting to cut air traffic control, well, it's all becoming very, very clear now.
Minnie Mouse.
No, that was Rachel Maddow last week because it is he is directly responsible. Of course, all the new reporting. That is Clyde barking at Lint. Stop drawing attention to it. The point is, America is in danger, girl.
Uh-huh.
And Clyde is correct and very smart. All the reporting we knew was going to come out, first of all, proving everything he says is a lie. It really is almost to the point of comedy that he blamed Obama.
Uh-huh.
You're like, I see the black guy. Yep. And then everything that he said is proved to be a complete lie, right? He didn't change any Obama policy. He didn't, in fact, he enacted, right? Mm-hmm. He pushed for the same, what do you call it? Yeah.
He did. Yes, I sent you a story about
right.
that.
Right. Trump launched Air Controller, a diversity program that he now decries. I mean, he's just pathetic. He's such a despicable, pathetic
liar.
Human.
He's a liar.
I can't. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, Bella, have you located the liar cannon yet? Just anywhere. Here, I'll start. I'll start and then you finish.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Oh, good one, Bella. Okay, Bonnie, Clyde is on it. He has that piece of lint secured. You don't need to help. See, look, Bonnie's too lazy to go see because she knows it's nothing. She's just like, I'll be here on backup if you need me.
She
but I know
knows that
not-
Clyde
I know it's nothing.
She knows that Clyde isn't bright.
No, she does not. She's being a helper, but she's a lazy helper. So let me know if it's really serious. I'll be here. Okay, Bonnie, back. Okay, so where was I? I don't even...
Trump started the DEI hire program.
Yes, yes, yeah. But it's just, all the stuff we knew that it was understaffed, that the air controller was, you know, directing planes and the helicopters. That's supposed to be two jobs. Mm-hmm. This is Trump. This is all on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of stuff before, 14 hours before the crash, Thomas tweeted, an FAA employee I know confirms agency already lacks sufficient air traffic controllers.
Yep.
The so-called quote-unquote buyouts and other attacks on federal employees won't help. Remember the fact when the flight delays or crashes, commence, and Trumpers start falsely blaming DEI or Biden. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to go find the story about him firing all the yesterday to go, like, yeah, remember when Bonnie, Uncle Chris is very... distressed. No, what? Yeah. I'll give you a bribery biscuit if you shush.
I'm not distressed. I'm just like fascinated that this is a real radio program.
Well, you know, this is how we roll in our basement. Are you impressed with our professionalism, Bella?
Yes, very.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, good. Let me read another. This is actually I was up all night at Sardi's.
Oh.
Waiting for the review of our first week with Baby Bella.
Okay.
Who I'm not supposed to call Baby Bella. She doesn't like it. I forgot. I'm sorry, Badass Bella.
Badass Bella.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Brian, love letter. Here's another love letter, but with befuddlement. I was going to wait till after Friday's show, but something happened to your show after last week. It's as if some TV talk show that went on hiatus for the summer and a consultant came in, one who knows what they're doing and not the typical corporate suit disaster artist, and did a full reboot, changing the energy and flow, which, by the way, Chris, is amazing. The energy between you two is great and flows right into my next revamp.
What?
The new ray of sunshine peeking out from behind the fart machine soundboard, the final reboot, slid right in there like she's been doing this for 20 years.
Wow.
The new show is flawless, flows like such a beautiful facelift that's so perfect no one notices. Not the corporate consultant type facelift that comes out looking like some terrifying frozen clown face. Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Wow.
The Stephanie Miller Show has had a facelift and a vaginal rejuvenation.
Okay.
And we appreciate. All right.
Wow.
Not since Sean Comiskey have we had such a spectacular hire.
Right. So you and I have actual chemistry now?
I know you are disturbingly close to me. I'm used to you.
I
do just the right trajectory to throw the stapler
right.
at you. You're disturbingly close.
Okay, that's what's thrown us off.
So like most bullies, see, I back off because you're closer. All right, that was a seamless thing to the bully that is.
Right.
This is what it's going to be. We're not even 2 weeks in, and just a giant lying bully. How can he make this worse?
Right.
Everything that happens, how can I make this worse? How can I blame someone else? And this is entirely his fault. I mean, it is, okay. All over the whatcha-who's-its, the Twitters. I mean, it is just, yes. Oh, Elliot Lustig said, we said people would die if Trump goons gutted federal administration. But for this to happen as a mid-air collision, not 2 weeks into his term, unreal. Trump and Elon Musk are already getting people killed. The crash is a direct result of deliberately wrecking these agencies. I don't think we heard that by the end of the show yesterday, that Elon Musk pushed out the head of the FAA because he had wanted to find SpaceX for safety violations for his exploding Nazi penis rockets, as JoJo from Jurors calls them. I mean, this is what happened. That's why there was no head of the FAA yesterday, because there isn't one, right? And where was Drunky McRapey? He wasn't there. Real world guy was there, Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy, yeah.
Seriously, people already say, was he drunk? Where was he? The crash happened at 9 p.m. Where was he for like 12 hours?
He was scared.
Oh, my God. By the way, Karen from Chicago, smartest girl in class today. Hi, Karen. You just forget. She said, remember what happened after Felon 47 dismantled the pandemic response team? We now know what will happen after he dismantles the Aviation Safety Advisory Committee, and we can expect more disasters. Mm-hmm. I was going to book a flight to go see my oldest sister yesterday. I'm scared to fly. I think it's going to affect air travel under the Trump administration.
I'm supposed to be going to D.C. for a friend's anniversary party in August, and I want to fly into DCA. Yeah. Should I? I don't know.
Yeah, but this is
bye,
what...
Chris, I, bye,
Chris. Right? Bye. Yes.
Oh, Bella's getting some of that Jody Hamilton sort of blind ambition. She's ready to shove you out already. New technical director and executive producer,
right.
Bella. Wow, that was fast. So now, like most elderly employees, we both have people trying to push us
right.
up. So see, we'll further bond over that.
Yeah, great.
No, I could never.
Well,
no.
Yeah, we'll bond over that in the gutter outside because we have no place to live.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, you'll get used to that. Uh-huh. I'm a snorter. You've already withstood several of my burps without... So face registered barely any alarm.
Well, you wolf down whatever that is.
Well, because you keep putting me on camera. People don't realize how really ladylike I am normally. We have like, what, a minute and a half during commercials to eat our breakfast. So it was like, yeah.
I mean, okay. You're using the word breakfast loosely.
I don't like breakfast foods. I don't like sweet things. It is a baked potato with low-fat cottage cheese and grape tomatoes, and it's delicious. Thank you for asking,
America. It looks like a sundae.
Yes, it does. It's delicious and nutritious. All right, can you stop getting me off track? Isn't your job supposed to be to keep me on track?
That's the sparkling chemistry that people have been writing in about.
Stop jingling shiny keys. I'm like, what? What? It's cottage cheese. Oh.
We have chemistry, damn it.
This is important. People are dying. Okay. Norm says, if the FAA director got fired over a business beef and there was an air traffic controller hiring freeze despite huge shortages and a chaotic blitz to hollow out federal bureaucracy, and then within a week the first American airliner crashes in 16 years, you would be insane not to talk about it. This is what I was saying. It's like already they cow Democrats and, this is too early to politicize. Really? He did exactly what I told you he was going to do. Politicized it, blamed people. I mean, it's. And meanwhile, there are all these completely valid reasons, that this happened under his watch because of actual decisions he just made. Yeah, this is it. This is the story. The move by Michael Whitaker means the FAA has no Senate-confirmed leader for one of the biggest crises in history. Nobody has taken his place. Daily Beast. Mm-hmm. Whitaker's departure came after he clashed with Musk, who's now in obviously SpaceX. In September, Whitaker had proposed fines of more than $600,000 for SpaceX, prompting Musk to demand his resignation and promise to sue. So there you have it. He pushed out the head of the FAA, right? Trump did a hiring freeze, and here you go. This was yesterday I saw New York Times reporting the initial FAA report states the reason for the plane's collision is not normal staffing in the control tower. It said nothing to do with DEI.
Right.
But it's just, what a surprise. The most racist president ever blames, black or brown people.
If anything, it's...
Based on no evidence of any kind.
If anything, it's Trump getting rid of DEI requirements and, lessening the pool of potential talent.
Yes. Thank you. Greg, if you want a timeline, January 20th, FAA director fired. January 21st, air traffic controller hiring frozen. January 22nd, Aviation Safety Advisory Committee disbanded. Karen is right. It's like we disbanded the pandemic response thing, and then what happened? We had an effing pandemic. A million Americans died, right?
January 28th, buyout retirement demand sent to existing employees. January 29th, first American mid-air collision in 16 years. Making America great again. Oh, my God. Okay. When God tweets, you need to listen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
God tweeted, Donald is blaming a plane crash that killed 67 people on DEI with zero evidence. He's attempting to use racism to deflect from the fact that it's his fault. He had just removed 100 FAA senior officials. It's been 11 days, and there are 67 bodies in the Potomac in Washington, D.C. because of him. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, what's that going to do to the economy and the travel industry, right? I seriously didn't book my flight yesterday because I thought, oh, my God, this is what it's going to be like under Trump, just chaos, incompetence. Mm-hmm. Where do we even start with Tulsi Gabbard and Cash Patel and, oh, my God. All right, we'll get to all of it. Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang, Frangela, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen.
Yep.
The only things keeping me upright. You know why?
Why?
Because 90% of the collagen in my body, that's what's in my cartilage, in my bones, my skin, my hair, my nails, my gut. It helps all of that. And it's completely flavorless. I put it right in my coffee. You wouldn't even know unless I told you. Could put it in your smoothie, in your oatmeal.
You could probably sprinkle it on whatever that is over there.
Yeah, you probably could. Okay. Listen, if you're ready to move more easily and independently without pain or stiffness, if you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated, pre-Trump glow.
I like plump.
Instead of fine lines and wrinkles. Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the ones that make up 90% of all that good stuff in your body. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands if you go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
She's the life of the Democratic Party. Ignore the lampshade. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms for non-religious free thinkers like us. It's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Don't wanna be an American
idiot. Talking to you, Trump voter. Thank you. Nicely done. Okay. You are right. Bonnie does look sad. She looks sad for America. Bonnie has big watery eyes, and when she comes and stands on my chest every morning and looks directly into my soul, she always looks like she just saw a really sad movie and she wants to tell me about it. And then the dog dies at the end. Doesn't it look like that?
She just watched Marley and Me.
That's what I said. Yeah. I'm like, you just watched a sad movie? Was it Marley and Me? I told you not to watch that. As much as I love dogs, I never want to watch dog movies because I'm like, I know the dog dies at the end. It happens in every dog movie.
Yes.
I can't do it. Rival Dimension posts, 4 words Republicans never use. How can we help? 4 words Republicans have on repeat ad nauseum. Here's who's to blame. 4 words Donald Trump uses all the time. I take no responsibility.
Yep.
It's, and we were saying, we're fresh from it. How, here in L.A., him coming out here and blaming other people and being a giant bag of to everybody.
Yep.
So this is not a surprise. And but like you said, nobody, they just all echo the talking points that, it's DEI, it's DEI. When I can't even get to the depths of how, okay, despicable that is. Okay, by the way, Buggy said the same thing we said yesterday. The only investigation the Trump administration will run on the plane crash is to see if any woman, minority, gay, or transgender were involved at all.
Yep.
So they'll know who to blame it on. I said that. Do you trust any investigation?
Not at all.
Under this? What? Who came out yesterday and said, oh, Tulsi Gabbard's FBI background check was clean as a whistle? I'm like, oh, really? You trust Trump's FBI? Ay, ay, ay. How about just this exchange tells you everything. Aaron Rupar posted it. Reporter to Sean Duffy. Is there an acting FAA director? Duffy walks away. Aaron says the FAA director resigned on the day of Trump's inauguration under pressure from Elon Musk over a business thing.
Yep.
Because, he wanted to have him have some crazy, safety regulations at SpaceX. Christopher said this isn't DEI, it's deadly short staffing. New an FAA report says one air traffic control was working two positions during the crash. The position configuration was not normal for the time of day and the volume of traffic. Lives are at stake and they know it. Let's go to Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia. Oops, did I do that wrong?
I don't think so.
Yes,
hey,
I did.
Good morning.
Hi, Lucretia. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Well, Bella, welcome. You will start to get used to the sweaty church whore.
This is our sweaty church whore.
This is we have a giggling whore in Maryland, and this is the sweaty church whore from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Just keep your whore straight.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and Jody's our favorite whore. She'll be back on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
beat Drunken McDrunkerton in Hegseth, causing celebrations. Of course, I mean, tell me you're a racist piece of crap without saying you're a piece of crap. And of course, you would sit there and pause holidays such as Black Holidays and the Holocaust Days of Remembrance.
Right.
Give me an effing break.
Yep.
I'm tired of my chiffon being wet from the stupidity from this administration.
Yep, I hear you. Yep. You'll always need to have your finger on the dump button for that particular whore, Bella, just an FYI.
Okay,
Glenn Kirshner next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tomorrow is the election for the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. WISDOM's chair, Ben Wickler, is one of the frontrunners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has endorsements from a handful of Democratic governors that could take him over the top if the representatives in their states follow their lead. And the Beyond Blessed food pantry is a staple in Baraboo, supporting more than 3,000 households every month. Well, they now have a new home. You may remember we reported the pantry was being forced to move because the owner of the building chose not to renew the pantry's lease. At one point, they were considering relocating to Reedsburg, but plans took an unexpected turn when a last-minute opportunity showed up in Baraboo. People stepped up right away to help the pantry buy the new building, which opened this week. And we've had such unusually warm temperatures, you're probably not thinking about road salt right this minute, but environmental advocates are spreading awareness of its impact. Today wraps up Winter Salt Awareness Week. Melissa Kay breaks down what you should know the next time we get some snow and you're ready to break out the salt.
Allison Madison is the program manager for Wisconsin Saltwise. She said every snowstorm is different, and so are the ways municipalities are dealing with snow and ice.
Snow fighting is both an art and a science.
Madison said rock salt can bounce and scatter off roadways. At highway speeds, they can have upwards of 30% of material loss.
By applying salt brine, like all the salt stays where it's needed.
Excessive salt use in the winter contributes to the salting of our freshwater system, hampering the organisms who help keep the water from turning green.
When the salt levels go up, zooplankton populations go down, and we have more algal blooms.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
Choosing a florist for Valentine's Day? For the best and freshest flowers in Waterloo, Lake Mills, Marshall, Deerfield, and surrounding areas, Waterloo Blooms has exactly what you're looking for. Call 920-478-8600 or stop by today.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zimmer will have a board game of the week and review the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.gov.
Mm-hmm.
You have the President of the United States trying to blame people for political reasons or cast aspersions on folks alleging that they were DEI hires. I mean, can you imagine a more damaging thing to hear if you're suffering already than a president trying to make political hay out of something like this? They were still searching for bodies in the Potomac when he was running off at the mouth about this.
Thank you, Covey. We just mentioned this. The people who are playing politics while California was burning and responders were literally searching for bodies are now saying we should not be playing politics in the midst of a tragedy because their cult leader would be blamed.
Right.
And Borowitz report says, who would have guessed we'd see this much chaos from a man who told the country to drink bleach? Okay. Please, I need my handsome hero. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Ah. Well, sending love and light to you there in D.C.,
yeah.
Glenn, I'm sure it is extra traumatic being up close there. I just took that beautiful flight over the Potomac into Reagan Airport a couple weeks ago, as you know. I feel like I need to just talk to you as a human first before a prosecutor because there literally is a new low almost every hour, isn't there?
Yeah, we lost some men and women of the military. We lost a full passenger plane full of family members, friends, neighbors, and Donald Trump, not surprisingly, said, I take no responsibility at all. You know, welcome to the age of government lawlessness and callousness and indecency. I mean, you know, what I'm really angry with myself about, Steph,
yeah,
is I let Trump and his lawless cabal, you know, get my stomach tied in knots every day. And I try to untie it, but I want to share with everybody that all of us who are in this fight for the soul of American democracy and for the rule of law are twisted up and nauseous every day. And that's okay. It's not great. But it's okay. This is exactly where he wants us to be, and we have to fight through it. We have to keep fighting with everything we've got. And his irresponsibility, his incompetence, and his imbecility, not only his, but the people he surrounds himself with, will be his downfall. It won't be quick and it won't be easy, but the downfall will come, and America will rise again. I'm convinced of it, but it's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah. Can I just say, Pete Dominic, let's make a note, who I love,
all right,
comedian extraordinary. But he echoes your point, Glenn. He said, this cycle will repeat daily, a tragic news event followed by an outrageous response from Trump and his supporters. The normal reaction to this is anger, sadness, and fear. Don't let them take your joy. It is so f-ing hard, but don't let them take your power. I mean, that's what they want, is just this despair. And his shamelessness in going out and blaming Obama and Biden for something that just happened on his watch directly from his decisions, and he thinks no one's going to talk about him letting Elon Musk push out the head of the FAA, firing how many FAA employees, gutting, right, you know, hiring freeze on air traffic controllers, and then here it comes, right? Here comes the you know, obviously the stories about that this happened because it was the air traffic control was understaffed, right?
It happened on his watch. It may have been a product of decisions he made in recent days. It may not. We'll have to await the results of the investigation. And while they're still searching for victims in this recovery mission, trying to find folks to pull out of the freezing Potomac River, and he's asked, are you going to go look at the scene? He said, what scene? It's water. What, do you want me to swim? I mean, it's beyond callousness. It's beyond words. And let me just give a shout out to my brother in baldness, Pete Dominic. The number of times I've kissed that man on his bald head, and I'm not making this up. I'm not making it up. I can send you the pictures. They're like PG rated, but I love him and I respect and I admire him, and he is a dear friend.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
See, that is a secure straight man right there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, where do I... Andrea Junker, sorry, said, using the American Airlines Black Hawk helicopter tragedy to trash Obama and Biden and praise himself is as malicious as it is typical of this narcissist. Shame on all of you who voted for Trump as president. This monster and his actions will be your responsibility forever. The other thing you happen to mention, yes, there were three United States service people killed. He hasn't said anything.
Well, he did this morning, Steph.
Oh, he did finally?
He said, okay. He said something like, look, the helicopter was flying 200 feet too high. I may have the number off. Is that so hard to understand? I mean, the indecency and the callousness is so off the charts. And Steph, he's going to alienate everybody, even people who, for whatever reason, were supporting him previously. His downfall is coming. His downfall is coming one way or another.
Yeah. Glenn, you know, we were saying this before even his just despicable press conference yesterday that, you know, if this had happened under Biden, fill in the blank, you know, they would have called for criminal prosecution already had Biden made the decisions Trump made that led directly to this. But here's our you know, the problem. We don't trust any investigation done by the Trump administration is ever going to blame Trump for anything, right?
No. He has the power of lawlessness bestowed upon him by the Supreme Court, and that will be DOJ's top cover. It will be their excuse to say, we can't criminally investigate a president, even though the American people see him committing crimes day in and day out, because the Supreme Court said we can't. And in a very real sense, for his core constitutional presidential functions, the Supreme Court said he can't be investigated or prosecuted. That is what DOJ will hide behind.
Yeah. I knew this was coming. You said, let's recap. Trump's Department of Justice dismissed the classified documents case against Trump's co-defendants, thereby protecting Trump. This would make the mafia blush. It's why you and I and a lot of people were screaming that they should have, you know, Biden DOJ should have done this and released the classified documents report.
Yeah, and I'll say it's very hard as a former career prosecutor to say DOJ should have done the objectively wrong thing by dismissing a national security prosecution in essence against Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira. They should have done the wrong thing to get to the right result, which was releasing volume 2 of Jack Smith's report. And I understand why they couldn't bring themselves to do it, but how many times are they going to fool us and let Trump and his nefarious cabal take advantage?
Right. And by the way, this is why I know you're not the only legal expert that gets this, but I get so prickly people that go, oh, Glenn's been wrong about everything. They're all wrong. It's like, okay. First of all, none of us could ever have suspected we would be living in such a lawless America that you and a lot of our other esteemed legal experts have spent your life, you know, working for the justice in America, rule of law. I don't think anybody could have predicted what this Supreme Court would do and all of that. So to go, oh, you know, Glenn's just selling hopium or whatever. No, you're used to operating in a nation that actually is a nation of laws, not men, right?
And Steph, I've been wrong, and I welcome criticism. I don't run from it. I have been wrong when I explain how the rule of law is supposed to work, how it's designed to work, and how I experienced it working for 30 years. And then it doesn't work that way because Trump wins again, because he's got lots of people in place who are willing to do his dirty and corrupt bidding. That makes me, I guess, wrong in part, but I will continue to talk about how the rule of law is supposed to work, because if we stop talking about that, we're going to lose sight of it, and then all is lost. It's only the rule of law that keeps our republic up and running. If the rule of law dies, so does our republic. And here's what I say to the people who yell at me online every day and say, Glenn, stop it. Justice doesn't matter. Just stop it. I say, you know, if justice didn't matter to you, I don't think you'd be so upset at the injustice. Yeah. So you can yell at me. I can take it. But I'm going to keep talking about how it's supposed to work.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, you tweeted about the January 6th pardon, one pardon defendant already rearrested. Well, and there's two more dead that got into shootouts with police because they're violent criminals. And that's, I'm sure, not going to be, you know, I was thinking, is poor General Milley getting his, you know, security removed? I'd say he's probably more a threat from MAGA than he is from Iran. You know, Trump has been on record as saying he should be executed for treason. And now he's got this whole stand back and stand by force that he's let out of prison. Right.
And the Republicans let him do it. They let him endanger the lives of the Milleys and the Faucis and others. And then they let him pull their security detail. So, you know, he ratchets up the danger to these people.
And he said he doesn't care if any harm comes. That's a sociopath. You think this is somehow surprising, his reaction to this? I'm sure he knows he's going to take blame. He knows what led to this. He knows he let Elon Musk push out the head of the FAA and did the hiring freeze and all of that. So of course he has to get out. That's the only, you can feel him going, who can I blame? Who can I blame? Right. I mean, that's all he's going to ever do. Right. I mean,
these chickens will come home to roost. I don't know when, but at some point they will. And we're going to get America back on track. It's going to take a while. And it's going to take all of us being in this fight together for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Burnett said it's barely been more than a week and we've got bird flu, rising drug prices, soaring costs for gas and groceries, record egg prices, the biggest TB outbreak in history and the biggest aviation disaster since 9/11. It's going to be a long 4 years. I mean, I can't even imagine that anyone wants this kind of chaos, Glenn. I mean, look
other
at how
Trump. Trump wants it. Trump. This is his goal. This is not a byproduct of bad policy decisions.
Right.
This is his goal. Burn it all down and then rule over the ashes. Well, that's what he's trying to do.
Let's talk about the OMB memo. This is by design. They want this to go to Trump's Supreme Court. He's doing stuff that's blatantly unconstitutional and illegal to bring court challenges, right? I mean, any of us knows that the Congress has the power of the purse, right?
And it's the same with his, you know, trying to revoke the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. And a Reagan-appointed judge within 24 hours said what Trump just did is, quote, blatantly unconstitutional. And where were the lawyers in the room when he was signing this? Yes, he's trying to get it all up to the Supreme Court. Steph, the question is, will the Supreme Court recognize the monster they helped create and actually try to be loyal to the Constitution and save the Republic? Or are they just going to let Trump tear it all down and give it all away?
Yeah, no, it's true. I'm looking for the young Frankenstein drops because he's right.
Super duper.
Yes, exactly. So, Glenn, yeah, because Caroline Leavitt, the new White House press secretary, literally said, we believe the birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. It's literally in the Constitution. How is something that's in the Constitution? I mean, Alina Haba.
God bless you.
Thank you. Alina Haba literally said, what's law? It's up to the president. What's legal?
Yeah. And you know what else is in the Constitution? That an insurrectionist can't hold office again. And the Supreme Court read that out of the Constitution, and that a president must take care to faithfully execute the laws of the country. And the Supreme Court read that out of the Constitution. So it's no surprise that Donald Trump is looking for a dirty trifecta, a hat trick of his Supreme Court saying the Constitution is unconstitutional.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where we are. I got to get your reaction to just whatever you think. Cash Patel. Tulsi Gabbard.
So Cash Patel, because the DOJ was my beloved home for decades. I'm going to try to do the top six hits on Cash Patel. He wrote a book called King Donald, the fantastical retelling of how Hillary tried to take down King Donald.
Yeah.
He had a court rule, a judge rule that he is, quote, not a credible witness. That is the death knell to the career of most people at the Department of Justice. He pled the Fifth. He invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination when he was put in the grand jury and asked about Donald Trump's classified documents crimes. You're only allowed to plead the Fifth if your truthful testimony would incriminate you. He wrote a book, Government Gangsters, with an enemies list that he intends to carry with him to the Department of Justice. Bill Barr said he will be in the leadership of the FBI, quote, over my dead body. And he told the thousands of people at FBI headquarters on Pennsylvania Avenue that I'm going to close y'all down on day one and open you up on day two as a museum of the deep state. How in the bleep is this guy competent, yeah. equipped to yeah. be the director of the FBI?
Yep. And now we're left wondering if, as Glenn said, the Supreme Court will do anything about the monster they created, or will they say,
it's the Stephanie Moon Show.
Okay. Oh, Glenn, I'm going to leave you with Courtney's post. She said, the way the pendulum is going to swing back so hard in the other direction is going to be staggering, and it will. By the time this is all over, there's going to be nothing but red dust. It might not happen soon enough for most of us sane folks, but it'll happen, and it's going to be glorious. I mean, it's already happening in polling
and
elsewhere.
Yeah, I'll give her the hallelujah chorus, and I'll say, we all need to be behind that pendulum, pushing it with all we've got. Because this is not sustainable, and I believe Donald Trump will sort of cause his own demise, politically speaking.
Yeah. We love you, Glenn Kirshner.
Love you, too, Steph. See you, guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
A hero of democracy.
Yes.
Okay, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh. Listen, it's the only peace I have in my life. When I snuggle into my Cozy Earth sheets,
right.
in my Cozy Earth pajamas, under my Cozy Earth cover comforter, in the Cozy Earth duvet cover. I may have gone a little crazy, but I'm just warning you, once you go Cozy Earth, you can't go back. It's too soft. They get softer with every wash.
Did you choose the long sleeve pajamas because it's cold out?
Yes. As Bella said, it's cold. And she said, L.A. cold. Because when we say it's cold, people in right. Minneapolis
it's
are like
40 out.
You.
It's 40 outside.
It's 6 below here. It's right. When we say we mean 50. You right. know, cold. Okay. I snuggle in with my terrierist sleeper cells, uh-huh. Bonnie and Clyde. And it's just, it's the best. Valentine's Day coming up. Cozy Earth Bamboo Pajama Set, I'm just telling you, for women or men. Fantastic. Men's the collection. They got joggers, more dude stuff. Everything.
I like dude stuff.
Right, everything. Just versatile, comfortable, made to last, the ultimate gift for your girl or your guy. Hey, get up to 40% off CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. They deserve this. Elevate your love with Cozy Earth.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me. I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. 1, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. 2, helps control appetite and cravings. 3, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
And the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by FFRF. It actually helps you remember. Freedom from Religion Foundation, more important than ever right now. They're a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Remember, we were founded on freedom of and from religion. Forget that part. From. That's another F word. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious interference, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government, yikes. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper events with top thinkers and activists and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty, like individual liberty, but different. Like never before.
Jody's not here to say that.
I know. She'll be here Tuesday. Text fees may apply. So the baby Bella, who we're not supposed to call the baby Bella.
Badass Bella.
Who is 22.
Yes, thank you.
Right. Matt tweeted yesterday, "Please do not play Sweet Home Alabama." That is a pretty right-wing song. Okay. Let me just review. I just Googled Sweet Home Alabama came out in 1974.
Uh-huh.
Bella was born in 2002.
Right.
So we just asked for the Young Frankenstein drops.
Uh-huh.
And I, what year did that come out, Sean?
1974.
Yeah. All right. I like Sweet Home Alabama. I know. I understand. I still like the song.
I like some country music.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to let them take that.
We have some Dolly in there. We have some Patti Loveless in there.
She called Sweet Home Alabama country music.
Well,
that's cute.
It is.
Sort of. Redneck rock.
Sure. They're not going to take that from me.
We do need Neil Young around, by the way. Okay,
oh,
Rick.
She did not get that reference.
I know, but you did,
I know
Grandpa.
Who Neil Young is.
Well, yeah.
See. Okay, Rick in Delaware.
Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. You know what? We're gonna have to put you on hold. By the way, because hang on one second. I just realized someone came up with a drinking game, which is fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, we're gonna need this. Steve said, "Mama, just a thought. Every time Bella doesn't recognize an OG reference you guys make, will you all take a shot?"
Oh.
I say let's go with that because we're gonna need it just because of Trump.
All right. Well, I mean, we're gonna be drunk.
We're gonna be blacked out.
Yeah.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang and Fridays with Frangela all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to Amy Horak. We're going to start up the David J. Frank
Horticultural Report. We're talking plants.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail, because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A significant step in the search for answers in the plane-helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Here's ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
The black boxes from the American Airlines plane, transported in the same water they were pulled from to preserve the integrity of the recordings, now in the hands of the NTSB for evaluation. An early focus for the investigation, the flight path of the helicopter. Preliminary data showing it was flying at about 350 feet when it should have been under 200.
67 people were killed in that crash. 40 bodies found so far. Divers are returning to the river today. President Trump planned to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. Canadian Premier Doug Ford vowing to counterpunch by pulling American alcohol off store shelves in Ontario. Hamas says it will release three more hostages tomorrow as a part of the Gaza ceasefire talks. Keith Siegel, an American-Israeli citizen, among them. This is ABC News.